This article explores how legal infrastructures, shaped by political economy, structurally support and legitimize mass incarceration in the United States. Using a scientific narrative review and descriptive analysis method, this study examines scholarly literature, legal documents, and policy texts published between 2021 and 2025. Sources were selected for their focus on the intersection of legal systems, carceral expansion, and economic incentives. The study draws from interdisciplinary fields, including critical legal studies, criminology, and economic sociology, to analyze how legal frameworks have evolved to sustain mass incarceration. The review identifies a complex legal architecture, including statutes, court decisions, administrative routines, and bureaucratic procedures, that facilitates the growth of incarceration. Key findings reveal that legal mechanisms such as mandatory minimums, plea bargaining, parole revocation, and risk assessments operate systematically to entrench penal expansion. Moreover, public-private partnerships, lobbying, campaign financing, and procurement laws embed profit motives within legal frameworks, turning punishment into a commodified enterprise. While reform efforts such as bail reform and sentencing revisions have emerged, they often remain constrained by the broader legal and political-economic system. Legal infrastructures are not merely reactive to crime, but are central instruments in the construction and maintenance of the carceral state. Addressing mass incarceration requires dismantling these legal foundations and reimagining justice systems that prioritize equity, dignity, and social well-being over punishment.